We've come to seek you, O God. Just as we are, we come. We've come to be sought by you. Just as we are, we come. I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. This sacrament began on the night of Jesus' arrest, when he and his disciples gathered round a table. During their meal, Jesus took bread, and when he'd given thanks for it, he broke it and said, "This is my body. It's given for you. Do this to remember me." Later, he took a cup of wine, and when he'd given thanks for it, he said, "This cup is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me. I shall not share this with you again until I do so in God's coming kingdom." So now we do as Jesus did, and as he commanded us to do. We take this bread and wine, the ordinary things of the world, which Christ in his own way will make special. And as he prayed before sharing, let us now pray. Gracious God, we're reminded at this table of how much you love us, how far you were prepared to go on our behalf, how total a sacrifice you made in Christ. And we come to celebrate the extent of your love in taking on human flesh, how you went the whole way in surrendering your only Son, enduring death and agony on the cross. Gracious God, remind us once more, through the bread and the wine we'll share, the words we'll hear and the prayers we'll offer, of all that you've done and all you've given. And so help us in return to give our all to you, in the name of Christ. So send now your Spirit among us and on this bread and wine, that we may taste and see your goodness, be embraced by your love, and be engaged in your service until Christ comes again. We join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us, which has become the family prayer and the pattern for our prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As Jesus did, so we do. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We take this wine to share in the blood of Christ. We believe that he who lived, who died and rose again for us, will meet us here. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. This cup is the new covenant sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. The words of Christ's Apostle Paul. Let love be genuine. Never pay back evil for evil. As far as it lies with you, live at peace with everyone. So I say to you all, the peace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Let's give one another a sign of peace. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you've satisfied our hunger and our thirst with living bread and new wine. Go with us now and help us to share what we've received, so that those we meet may glimpse a little of your love, and through coming to know you, find nourishment for their lives. Amen.